The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee releasing their report this morning after conducting a dozen interviews with the Secret Service personnel responsible for planning and securing Trump's Butler rally. Now, the committee found that Secret Service, quote, failed to ensure the AGR roof was adequately covered by either U.S. Secret Service or local counter snipers. The report also revealing a Secret Service agent specifically requested drone equipment days before the rally, but it was denied with no explanation. And the committee can confirm Secret Service knew about a suspicious person with a rangefinder for at least 27 minutes before shots were fired, but they allowed former President Trump to stay on stage. The Secret Service counter sniper said seeing officers with their guns drawn elevated the threat level, but notifying someone to get Trump off of the stage did not, quote, cross his mind.
Wow. And that's only the beginning of it. This report just coming out less than an hour ago, Lee.
Yep.
On Secret Service failures. It uses the word obstruction. It uses the word obstruction to describe what the FBI, Secret Service, and now ATF are doing. Not that they're not being helpful, not that they're, you know, all of that. They are obstructing this investigation. And the only way that Congress is able to find out about their very many failures is depending on whistleblowers. Here's Todd Pyro this morning just reacting to this as it broke. And I just think speaking for all of us.
According to this report, this is from the report, Secret Service, DHS, FBI, ATF, and other federal agencies continue to obstruct the investigation. This is what was written in that report. They're not saying they're just not helping. They're obstructing. We need to get them to stop doing that, and we need to find out why they're obstructing. It doesn't make sense. Everybody that is in Congress wants these answers, and they're being denied.
Yeah, of course they are.
And this is a Senate report, right?
Yeah.
There?
Yes,
the Senate report,
a Senate report,
which is controlled by Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
That should be absolutely alarming to the American people when you have a party that is dedicated to the imprisonment and destruction of the candidate of the Republican Party, but yet they are concerned and pointing out that there is an obstruction into the investigation of the first assassination.
There's new whistleblower stuff out as well. We have to, you know, whistleblowers have to risk their career now coming forward to talk about this. We're not allowed to know who they are. It's all very secret. What's the big secret?
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's no reason, especially the Butler rally, for anything to be a secret if what they're telling us is true. Why? They're not building a case against Thomas Crooks. He's dead.
No.
So there's no like, oh, we're investigating. We've got to find the assassin. He's dead. Here's the first thing. This comes from a letter from Senator Josh Hawley. According to one whistleblower, the night before the rally, the U.S. Secret Service repeatedly denied offers from a local law enforcement partner to use drone technology to secure the rally. This means that technology was both available to the Secret Service and able to be deployed. So they've confirmed that. Secret Service said no. But after the shooting took place, the Secret Service did change course and said, hey, yeah, why don't you deploy the drone technology to surveil the site in the aftermath of the attack? Yeah, we'll have it now. That'll be fine. We're hearing another thing of the U.S. Secret Service being so incompetent, they had to call 1-800 number about flying a drone. Never could figure it out. Crooks had no problem. But then there's this one that just came out from Senator Josh Hawley. This is another letter to the acting director. And you can see how the Secret Service is being weaponized against Trump overnight, Lee. And I'll tell you what they're doing. It's very obvious. They go to him. They send these Biden Democrat infiltrated agencies and say, hey, you know, you better not do that rally in that very important swing state because Wisconsin's right on the knife's edge, right? You better not do that rally in Wisconsin. You better not. We can't protect you. By the way, Iran's trying to kill you. Just so you know. Iran's trying to kill you. Can't protect you. Sorry, but Trump had to cancel the Wisconsin rally, right? But Her Highness is allowed to have a Wisconsin rally, though. The Secret Service doesn't seem to be too worried about protecting her. It's just so weird they can do it, you know? So Her Highness has a Wisconsin rally, but Trump does not. And you know why? They are using protection, using essentially, you pull that protection back, that's a threat on his life. They're using mortal force to keep him from doing rallies is what they're doing. It's so bad and so absurd. This is a constitutional crisis, if you ask me. We are honestly down to the part where the point where the government's just breaking down along partisan lines. If we're at the point where you can't trust the government to protect Trump because they might pull back so that the assassins they know are out there can kill him, what do we have at that point? It's not government. I don't even know what the name for it is. Somebody will text me something better on the text line this morning, 71307. What is that? Here's what Josh Hawley writes to the profoundly corrupt, should already be felony indicted director of the Secret Service because he lied under oath to Congress. I write concerning new whistleblower allegations that the U.S. Secret Service effectively forced the Trump campaign to cancel an upcoming event in Wisconsin. This new information calls into question your recent public statements regarding the level of security your agency is providing to the former president. It also suggests the Secret Service's inability to fully protect former President Trump may be affecting the conduct of the presidential campaign. Of course it is.
Well, that's the
you
point.
Can go out there, but you might end up dead. We can guard Her Highness all day long, though, in swing states. That's not a problem. Yeah. At your recent press conference, they write, on September 20th, you stated that former President Trump is receiving the highest level of Secret Service protection. He's getting everything that the current president has with respect to Secret Service assets. That same night, Secret Service secured a rally for Vice President Harris in Madison, Wisconsin. Yet, according to whistleblowers with direct knowledge of the exchange, Secret Service told the Trump campaign that it did not have sufficient assets to secure a campaign rally in Wisconsin for the former president. Other whistleblowers with knowledge of Secret Service planning protocols say the failure to provide protection for a major public event is highly unusual, and that a sitting president would never be denied resources in this way. If true, this apparent double standard contradicts your public statements and raises troubling questions. Please provide the following information. Did the Secret Service ever tell President Trump, his campaign, or related business entities the agency could not secure a rally event in Wisconsin? Has the Secret Service ever told President Biden or President Harris the agency could not secure a campaign event of their choosing? I already know the answers.
No.
This is weaponized government. You can go out there in Wisconsin, but you might end up dead.
Well, actually, it's the disarming of government in this case.
Yeah, you might end up dead.
Defund the USSS.
And if you look at what it's come to now, okay, in the Senate, they just passed a bill that making it law that President Trump has to have the same level of protection that Democrats do. They didn't write it that way, but that's what it was for. Has to have the same level of protection. And this, Lee, this has been a game since the beginning, okay? You can campaign against us, but you might end up dead. Oh, so sorry for you. Maybe you should think about maybe not campaigning. Because remember what they did to RFK. He had had people break into his house. He had death threats. And yet they had Mayorkas, head of the Department of Homeland Security, personally write him a letter 3 times denying him Secret Service protection. That could have been done by a peon in the Secret Service Department, a stenographer. Yeah. But they kicked it up to the head of the Department of Homeland Security. Why? To mock him. And he kept requesting it because now, oh, wow, people are in my house now. No, sir, you can't have it. You are challenging the regime. Die. That's the message. I mean, I hate to be, there's no other way. It's not even confusing at this point. It's not murky. It's not unclear. It's not a funding issue. It's not. Half of the Secret Service budget goes for this law enforcement agency they formed. By the way, terrifying that the Secret Service has its own law enforcement agency. Now, why? Because like everything else, it'll be weaponized. They have one task, and that's to protect you know, dignitaries, presidents, vice presidents. And the new, I mean, it, the idea of him giving what's come out overnight, I mean, he's got to have his own private security. I wouldn't let the Secret Service near me at this point. I don't know who's compromised. I don't know who's leaked my schedule. I wouldn't have them in planning meetings. I wouldn't share a schedule. I wouldn't share anything. I would put them in a van six blocks away.
Anybody got the contact info for Blackwater?
I'm serious. You need it. And that's why I said, if I was the Speaker of the House, I would have put into that bill guaranteeing Trump the same protection, like making it law, Trump gets protected. I would have put $150 million block grant, whatever you want to call it, in there for him to hire his own private security to make the point, you can't trust the Secret Service. Do not have them near you. Do not share your schedule. Don't give them any information. Oh, and sweep your house, residents, planes for bugs too, just to make sure they're not trying to figure out your schedule and leak it. That's how he has to live now. And there's a good reason for it. And folks, here's the thing. A lot of us are thinking, well, he's just got to make it alive to the election. No, he's got to make it alive to Inauguration Day. And I'll tell you why that might be a problem and more coming up on the show.